is a real joy to be here. We thank the Lord for the opportunity.
Children
are going to classes. Black went off too. Does anybody know? He's 4 years old. Is one of y'all, he stays here? What? But it is a joy to be here. We thank the Lord for everyone that has come. You faithful members of the church were expected to be here. And I trust that you'll make plans to come every night. And if you're available there Tuesday, come to the meetings all throughout the week. And we thank the Lord for those that have drove in from at least New York. I know that you drove in, drove a long way. And we thank God for you coming and being a part of the meeting. Already this week, I've asked the pastor if I could have a list and of those that attend the church here at Manasseh. And so we have already tried during the song service to be praying for you. And we're going to be doing that during the course of the week, praying for those here. If you do want specific prayer, of course, Tim, I know I pray for him and have been. Is Peter going to get to come?
Yes, sir.
He'll be here tomorrow night. Yes, with him. That'd be great. And so we've been praying for them. And certainly want to see the Lord work and be glorified in each thing that's said and done this week. And I trust the Lord will help us. Amen. Let's take our Bibles and turn to Isaiah chapter 1. Pastor asked me if I would deal with some stuff in Sunday school and preach and teach during that time. And that's what we'll attempt to do. We'll have a lot of chance probably to get sweated up this week. Amen. So I'll try to keep it a little bit low key for you. Break y'all in as nice as I can, amen, but I only got 4 days, and so, one time or another, you're going to get the shock value of it, amen, but it is a joy to be here at this local church. We preached here a few times before, and Brother Rick has been a good friend to me and my family and to the work of the Lord. We thank the Lord for him, and Brother Tim, I know you won't hold it against me. Some of you won't anyway. He and I have been good friends for years. And so we thank the Lord for the opportunity to minister at this local church. Isaiah chapter number 1. We'll see what the Lord has for us. We may just continue on this thought during the morning worship hour. We'll see what the Lord has for us today. Isaiah chapter 1. If you're physically able to do so, we'll stand out of respect and reverence for the Word of God. Isaiah chapter 1, and we'll read from verse number 1. The Bible says, "The vision of Isaiah the son of Amoz, which he saw concerning Judah and Jerusalem in the days of Uzziah, Jotham, Ahaz, and Hezekiah, kings of Judah. Hear, O heavens, and give ear, O earth, for the Lord has spoken, I have nourished and brought up children. And they have rebelled against me. The ox knoweth his owner, and the ass his master's crib. But Israel doth not know, my people doth not consider it. Ah, sinful nation, a people laden with iniquity, seed of evildoers, children that are corruptors. They have forsaken the Lord. They have provoked the Holy One of Israel unto anger. They are gone away backward. Why should ye be stricken any more? Ye will revolt more and more. The whole head is sick and the whole heart faint. From the sole of the foot even unto the head, there is no soundness in it but wounds and bruises and putrefying sores. They have not been closed, neither bound up, neither mollified with ointment. Your country is desolate. Your cities are burned with fire. Your land, strangers devour it in your presence. It is desolate, and it is desolate as overthrown by strangers. And the daughter of Zion is left as a cottage in a vineyard, as a lodge in a garden of cucumbers, as a besieged city. except the Lord of hosts had left unto us a very small remnant, we should have been as Sodom, we should have been likened to Gomorrah. Hear the word of the Lord, ye rulers of Sodom. Give ear unto the law of our God, ye people of Gomorrah. To what purpose is the multitude of your sacrifices unto me, saith the Lord? I'm full of burnt offerings, of rams, and the fat of fed beasts. And I delight not in the blood of bullocks, or of lambs, or of he-goats. When ye come to appear before me, who hath required this at your hand to tread my courts? Bring no more vain oblations. Incense is an abomination unto me. The new moons and Sabbaths, calling of assemblies, I cannot away with. It is iniquity, even the solemn meeting. Your new moons and your appointed feasts, my soul hateth. They are a trouble unto me, I am wearied to bear them. And when you spread forth your hands, I will hide mine eyes from you. Yea, when you make many prayers, I will not hear. Your hands are full of blood. Wash you, make you clean, put away the evil of your doings from before mine eyes. Cease to do evil, learn to do well. Seek judgment, relieve the oppressed. Judge the fatherless, plead for the widow. Now listen to verse number 18. Come now, and let us reason together, saith the Lord. Though your sins be as scarlet, they shall be as white as snow. Though they be red like crimson, they shall be as wool. Father, we thank you, Lord, for another privilege, Lord, to come and be in the meeting this morning. And Lord, I just stand amazed. We're sitting out on the porch this morning trying to read and pray and just enjoying the good sounds of nature, watching the hummingbirds, and Lord, just realizing that, Lord, we're in your will, being here in central Pennsylvania. And Lord, unless you get in the arrangements, nothing will be accomplished of any eternal value this week. And Lord, I pray for this church and this pastor and this people, that God, you would get in this arbor meeting. And Lord, I pray that, Lord, you'd work. Lord, even if we leave on Thursday morning, Lord, I pray that you'd break out a meeting that cannot be contained on these grounds. Lord, we as the preacher don't have to be here. Lord, Pastor Black, Brother Tim, whoever could continue to preach. But Lord, I pray that, Lord, souls would be touched this week. Hearts would be revived. Lord, we thank you and praise you for it. Save the lost, revive the saints in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. Thank you. You can be seated. This reading this morning, as I do in many of the revival efforts that I've preached over the years, from Leonard Ravenhill's book on why revival tarries. A pastor once said, I wish that God would send a revival like he sent in the Hebrides. But Ravenhill said, revival did not come by wishing.
Right.
It did not come by wishing. If we're going to see God work this week, we must move toward Him. If you're going to be saved, then you must move toward God. He said, draw nigh to God, and He will draw nigh to you. Cleanse your hands, you sinners. Purify your hearts, you double-minded. Israel, at the time of our reading, is in a mess, just like America's in a mess. Our country is in a state of anarchy against God. Isaiah is the man of God for the hour. And he opens his book, as many of the prophets did, with an indictment against them. It's like that he brings them into God's courtroom. And he begins to delineate the charges that God has laid against his people. You know, if God gets in the arrangements of this meeting this week, God will bring you into His courtroom, whether saved or lost, and begin to bring the charges against you. And by the way, what God says is right. What God says is true. The Bible says, let God be true, and every man a liar. And so it's not that the preacher is trying to pick on you or point you out. But when God opens this book in your heart, He will begin to show you yourself. The eyes of the Lord are in every place, beholding the evil and the good. And I trust this week you'll come with an open heart and let God have His will and His way in your life. God always used His prophets to confront the sin problem and admonish the people to return to the Lord. Is that not what He said in 2 Timothy chapter number 4? Preach the word. Be instant in season, out of season. Reprove, rebuke, exhort with all long suffering and doctrine. Reprove and rebuke, and then exhort. Many people, amen, don't want any reproving, any rebuking. A lot of people, amen, in this generation has been raised to be brats. And they're brats against authority. Right. And they're brats against the Word of God. And they're brats against their parents. And when God comes and reproves them, they just act like what they are. Brats. You go out here and say, amen, this preacher called us a bunch of brats. Amen. But God is bringing the indictment. That's why He said, Isaiah 58 and verse number 1, we're to cry aloud. We're to spare not. We're to lift up our voice like a trumpet and show my people their transgression and the house of Jacob their sins. And so God uses the man of God, Isaiah, and He calls them to return unto the Lord. Now, I remind you, this was not people that were ignorant. This was people that didn't know God had worked in Israel in an unusual way. God had brought great deliverance to them out of Egypt and bondage many, many times. And they had seen what God could do, and they knew that He was different from all the gods in this world. Amen. And yet they had forsaken Him. Problem is not what we know, it's what we're not doing about what we do know. The reason you're still lost, it's not God's fault. God is not the issue here. You are the problem. And God begins through the man of God, Isaiah, to call upon them to repent and call upon them to turn, amen. And He begins to bring the charges and the results and the call to return to mighty Jehovah God. What time is Sunday school over, brother?
25 after,
amen. We'll give you plenty of time, amen, to get yourself refreshed or whatever. So we'll be done. Now, don't leave after Sunday school, amen. Just because I preach, amen. You say, well, I got my preaching in, amen. We're done for the day. Don't do that, amen. Amen. Stay with us, Brother Ricky. Don't leave, okay? Amen. I appreciate all of you, amen. And I want to say this. I love the Lord, and I love people. Amen. I've given my life, like your pastor, Brother Tim, give my life to the work of the ministry. Amen. And the reason I'd be up here, if I didn't love Jesus, I wouldn't be here. I love the Lord. Amen. I want to deal with, first of all, in verses 2 through 4, the forsaken heritage. The forsaken heritage in verses 2 through 4. You see, Israel was God's chosen people, but they had rebelled against Him. This idea of rebelling, amen, is what had the idea of breaking a contract. They were under a solemn contract. At Sinai, amen, Israel had entered into a solemn covenant and contract with Jehovah, amen. And that's what Exodus chapter 19 and 20 had to do with. And they said they would follow the Lord, and they would follow His leadership, and they would follow His guidance. But Isaiah says, years down the road, you have forsaken me. You have forsaken everything about me. You have forsaken God. And he said, even an ox knows his master's crib, but you have forsaken the Lord. And they had forsaken the heritage that they knew. In verse number 2, the Bible says, hear, O heavens, and give ear, O earth, for the Lord has spoken. I have nourished and brought up children, and they have rebelled against me. I don't guess, Sister Dearheart, there's anything more heartbreaking. May the Lord, Brother Black, I pray to God that you and I would never experience this, but we just don't know what will happen.
Absolutely.
I can't give you too much. You wouldn't know the family, and I wouldn't try to embarrass. Some of the stuff I preach goes on the radio, and I wouldn't try to embarrass and hurt anybody for anything. And I'm telling you what, we're familiar with an instance right now of a family, and an individual who was raised in a godly home, raised under Bible preaching, and yet they've went out and forsaking all that they've known. Everything that they've heard, they've forsaken it, amen, and left it behind, amen. And listen, friend, oh, the heartache and the heartbreak to that family, as there's been rebellion against truth, rebellion against God, rebellion against the raising. How do you think God feels? When all the truth has been proclaimed to many of you, and how some of you have been raised, and the examples that you've had, and yet you rebel against God. And really, your attitude toward authority speaks volumes of how you look at God. Your attitude toward the things of God just shows forth and manifests how you feel against God. You are a rebel against God. And Israel had to come to the grips with the fact that they had forsaken the very heritage that they had. The Bible tells us, amen, we are God's. Now, I'm not talking about in the matter of salvation, but we're not our own because we're created in the very image of God. We are His by creation. We didn't come out of some primeval soup. Oh, no. We wasn't dragging our arms along, amen, behind us, amen, as some kind of ape-like creature. Now, I've seen a few people, amen, that kind of reminded me of. But listen, friend, that's not where we come from. The Bible says that God breathed into man the breath of life, and man became a living soul. We're His by creation, amen. And listen, if you're saved, then you're His by redemption. You don't have a right to do your own thing, go your own way. Thank God we're bought with a price. What a price that was paid. And it was, Brother Tim brought it out so vividly on Wednesday night of the meeting last, when we were meeting together. He brought out about the suffering and what his soul suffered, amen. Thank God, amen. Hallelujah. We're bought with the precious blood of Christ, amen. What a price was paid for our redemption. We're His by creation. We're His by redemption. We're His by possession if we're saved. I want to say this, amen. I don't know how the Lord will lead in the meeting, But if you are truly saved by the grace of God, some of you need to step up. Amen. You're not your own. You don't have a right to do what you want to do, dress like you want to dress, live like you want to live, go where you want to go, because the Bible says, what know you not, that your body is the temple of the Holy Ghost, which you have of God, which is in you, which you have of God, and ye are not your own. There's so many people who claim to be saved, they live like they're their own. Amen? It makes me wonder, amen, if they truly know God in redemption. And I understand people have to grow in grace and the knowledge of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. But listen, my lands, amen, after 25 years and you're still living like a little baby? Amen. It would concern me.
Right.
You know, if we come into the service, and Lord, I've already met Brother Black, but if I'd never met him before, amen, and listen, I come in to go to the prayer meeting, and Brother Black was up there, and listen, friend, Sister Black was playing the piano, and Brother Black's up there with a large pacifier in his mouth, and he's tapping, listen, the rattle to the time of the music, amen, I'd say, hey, what have I got myself into? We got some problems here, amen. But I went to churches, amen, people claim to be saved for years and years and years, and they're still on baby food. It's time to move on, amen. It's time to be a little... This world, listen, is dying and going to hell. And listen, friend, it sees no difference in those that say they're saved. We ought to be different, amen. And if you grow in grace, you will be different for the glory of God. I have no problem, amen, going in a camp last week and listen, having rules and regulation. This Bible's full of standards from the Word of God, amen, that we ought to live by, amen. And listen, friend, I didn't have to dress no different, amen, last week than I dress anywhere else. We're not over there at the double wide, amen, in our short shorts, amen. I'm not going to preach on that all week as far as I know, amen. But listen, we're not over there, listen, in some kind of bathing suit, amen.
Right. Yep.
You know why? I'm not my own. Israel forgot who possessed them.
Right.
Israel had forgot who had redeemed them. Israel had forgot, amen, and they'd forsaken and they rebelled against everything they knew. And God called upon Isaiah to condemn them for their rebellion. Now, if you're going to be a rebel this week, we want you to come, amen. But if you claim, if you want to be comfortable this week and just be satisfied, amen, listen, friend, you might come here and find yourself a little upset. God's going to deal with you about your rebellion, amen. Listen, hey, we've not come to give you what you want. Hey, we've come to give you what you need, amen. And we need God to move in on us about all this rebellion. See, from the very beginning of time, man had forsaken God. Romans 5 and verse number 12, wherefore as by one man sin entered into the world, and death by sin, and so death passed upon all men, for that all have sinned. And let me throw this in here. You may have come to be a critic this week, amen. And if you come just to be a critic, amen, oh, God rings your bell. Amen. I've said before, amen, most people ain't interested in revival. Let's just have a riot, amen. But the truth really is, amen, you can't have revival without some kind of riot. It'll upset some things. It'll upset your life. It'll upset your plans, young lady, amen. When God begins to sit in on you and deal with you about your... Oh, yeah, it's a Sunday school right there. About your rebellion. Man in his best state is altogether vanity. Man is seated in his rebellion against God. Ever since the garden, amen, like I quote that scripture, Romans 5:12, and when Adam sinned in the garden, plunged the whole human race into sin, we've been in anarchy against God ever since. That's what you are. You're a rebel. You said, I come to this meeting, he first called me a brat, and now he's calling me a rebel, amen. What kind of meeting is this, amen? Hallelujah. I'm going to tell you, I'm telling you, thank God, I'm glad that God saves old sinners, amen. Hallelujah. But you're going to have to first see yourself as a sinner, or you'll never see your need for the Savior, amen. I remember when I used to be in jail ministry, amen, I'd go deal with people behind the bars. And all I'd go and deal with them about is their sin. You're wicked. You're a sinner. You're not in here because of somebody else, amen. You're in here because you're a drunk, amen. You got caught for drunk driving. You don't need a program. You need the Lord, amen, is what you need. And listen, you say, well, they ain't giving me no relief, amen. I tell you what, when sinners get in a bad enough shape, they'll look for a way out, amen. You believe that? I believe that. Amen. Praise the Lord. God is using, Isaiah is the man of God for the hour. Now God's men are not, we're not nothing. But God had chose these men. He said about Jeremiah, I ordained thee to be a prophet to the nation. Amen. Sound like he was the man of God for the hour.
Right.
Amen. You ain't here by accident this week. I don't know why you came for, amen. You come to be entertained. You come to the wrong address. Because we're not going to entertain you this week.
Right.
Oh, I know, I move about. I scream. I holler. I've done unusual things in meetings. Amen. I hope God would give me, listen, I hope God would give me liberty like in that tent meeting a few months ago. Amen. I'd scare them all to death. Amen. I'll tell you what. He's giving me pretty good liberty right now.
Amen.
I'm telling you one thing. God wants you to see that you're inept of everything you need. If you're hoping to get to heaven on your own good works, it's not by works of righteousness which we have done, but it's according to His mercy saved us by the washing of regeneration and the renewing of the Holy Ghost. And one thing about it, it doesn't matter what you do and the goodness you try to produce, you cannot change your heart that's set on rebellion.
Right.
You can't change it. Amen. God began to give examples. And He pointed out, number three, in the forsaken heritage, that the beasts had more respect for their masters than Israel had for their Lord. Look at it, verse number three. The ox knoweth his master, and the ass his master's crib. But Israel doth not know. My people doth not consider. Now, I didn't point this out, but many of these kings that mentioned in verse number one, Israel was on the uptick. Israel was in prosperity during these kingdoms. But Israel was in spiritual poverty. You know, anybody that knows the truth, it can't last what's going on. Free money to everybody. Checks for everybody. If you got a family, amen, checks every month. Amen. God can somehow use some of that stuff, but it can't last. And you would think that we're in great prosperity, but we've never been in greater poverty in our country than ever before. I appreciate the arbor being about full. It wouldn't take too many people to fill up the arbor. You need to invite. You need to ask. Let's get people out from the community. My wife's been having a great burden for sinners, not to uplift her. It puts me to shame here lately. The little girl, probably some of you know her, down at the restaurant. Yeah, maybe she has some hardware in her nose and everything else, but you know what she needs? She needs to hear the gospel.
Right?
Young lady, that could be my daughters. That could be me. That could be you. She don't know anything probably about. She may have never heard the gospel. She's off Monday. I wish she'd come. I probably need to drop by again, see if she'd come to the meeting. Amen?
Amen.
I tell you, we've got a wonderful Lord, a great God. But the Bible said, why call ye me Lord, Lord, and do not the things which I say? The comparison he gave here about the animals obeying their masters was very striking, but yet very humiliating. And God brings his indictment against Israel. His indictment against Israel. He said, you're laden. You're laden with sins, amen. You're weighed down. You're burdened down. You're oppressed with your sins. Some of you have testified in times past that you're weighed down with your sins. I understand you can't save yourself, but when are you going to come to the one that can take care of your sins?
Right.
I'm glad that you say you see yourself lost. Wonderful. But the problem is you will not come to me that you might have life.
Right.
You will not come to me. Laden with sins. Sin sets heavy on the conscience. Israel thought that they were prospering during this time, but they had gone away backward, amen. It sounds a lot like one of the last church ages that we see before Jesus comes back. Laodicea said, hey, we're rich. We're increased with goods. And we have need of nothing. And Christ is on the outside. If anything, amen, I know there's no doors in the arbor, but we need his presence to be manifest under that tent, and maybe we could get other tents. Who knows what God could do this week? It'd be good to get other tents. We could send them back here. We could get other tents, amen, and have tents full. And people wonder, what are they having a yard sale? No, they're sitting down. They're having somebody screaming at them. They're having a preaching meeting, amen. Amen? I wouldn't care if they thought it was a yard sale as long as they come and sit down for a while. Amen. Amen. But listen, what we need is to get away from this idea we don't have need of nothing. Christ was on the outside. He was knocking, wanting in. I really wonder in this last church age before Jesus comes back, he's really been misplaced. And nobody knows the difference. It doesn't look like to me Laodicea ever opened the door. Amen? I wonder this week if you as a church body will let him have his will and way. No pastor or preacher can bring revival. A move of God comes from above. But I sure thank the Lord. The Lord's gave us liberty during this Sunday school hour. Pastor Black, I'm through. Maybe they'll have some time before service.
All right, well, just with that, we'll just dismiss and come back again here at 10:30.